This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In advance of next week's primary, I'm airing snippets of conversations I've had with Democrats running for mayor of Philadelphia, incumbent Jim Kenney, former city controller Alan Butkovitz, and state senator Anthony Williams. These are things the candidates said that struck me as not too campaigny, if you will. Today we hear from Alan Butkovitz. I sat with him a few weeks ago at his campaign headquarters at Make Offices at 17th and Market Streets. I asked him to recall a transformative moment in his life well before he became a lawyer and before he got into city politics as a controller. He went way back to his days as a student at Overbrook High School.
I was kind of a self-contained, disinterested student. I liked history. I used to read books to my grandmother while she was cooking. Of course, she thought I was brilliant, but the schools begged to differ. The guidance counselors in junior high school thought that I should forget about college. And what happened the first day I went to Overbrook was I tried out for the debating team. It's one of those memories that are burned into my brain. I actually did the audition in this gray checked overcoat. I remember one of the buttons was off and dirty hands. And Chester Plummer was an English teacher and was the coach of the debating team. And they had me do a little snippet and a little question and answer. And I was pretty good in the question and answer. And Chester Plummer, who was this, I guess he'd been an English teacher for 6 or 7 years at this point, said, you know, this guy's got talent. Basically, he became a substitute proxy father figure. I had a really dysfunctional family. My father kind of terrorized us. And I guess by the time I was in high school, my parents were divorced. Because Mr. Plummer took an interest in me, I returned the favor by taking an interest in English. Instead of just loving history, I started taking the rules of grammar and of persuasion and expression seriously. A lot of my compatriots went to Central. We got out of Bieber Junior High School. They were all going to Central, and I was going to Overbrook, so I was kind of the ne'er-do-well of the group. Other than that, high school was trying to survive mathematics and particularly physics. And gym.
Okay. You know, gym, physics. Mathematics, though, that's interesting because when I think of city controller and the watchdog and looking at data.
Yeah, it is kind of ironic that everything that I had trouble with in my life, I ended up having to do as part of my work or part of my life. I had a similar experience when I went to law school with environmental law. I was never able to get past the first page. I'd fall asleep. Ultimately became an environmental insurance coverage lawyer. So that taught me about hubris and thinking that you know where you're going and what's going to happen to you. And really, it's important to just have an all-round curiosity. I don't know when that changed because I got algebra backwards and forwards now, but I couldn't get it in 7th grade and I couldn't get it in 10th grade. And that's one of the things that I think are important as we look at the schools now, to understand that children have much more native ability and much more potential about where they can excel. And if, what I recall in my own life was that I had this impatience about getting into the adult world, wanting to be taken seriously. Why do I have to sit at the children's table if they would just let me out of this school? And once I got over that and started to enjoy aspects of being in the school environment, I was open to learning.